10, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Fiscal space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Jargon. Its five-year mission to explore strange new phrases, to seek out their meaning to our civilization. Computer, set us on a course for...
Why are you talking like that?
I was trying to be dramatic. Oh, never mind. Cut the music.
Incoming message.
Okay, patch them through.
Oh, hi, Liam. It's Trish Morrissey here from the Reputations Agency.
Trish, where did fiscal space come from?
The old jargon, you know, gets a bit boring and jaded. So they inject a bit of new phraseology, try and make it sound a bit sexier. So essentially what we've done here is we've gone from projected surplus to fiscal space. Neither of them sound terribly sexy to me, Liam.
Nor to me.
So look, I'm going to get back to the real world here and leave you up there in fiscal space.
Thanks, Trish.
Hello? Hello? Hello, you in the RTE local spaceship?
What the... Someone's banging on the window. Computer, open the pod bay doors. Tara Flynn, what are you doing in fiscal space?
Is everybody out here right now? We're all trying to figure out exactly what it is, and the only way to do that was to put on our fiscal space suits, bring our fiscal space puppies, and come out here. It sounds to me like some kind of black hole in our pockets, so maybe we should just leave it out here.
Better get down to the ship's engine room. Joseph Roach, astrophysicist at Trinity. What was that noise?
That was an explosion caused by the build-up in hot air.
Politicians?
I think everyone. I think when people don't know what they're talking about.
But I think Finnegill's main blunder, as has been sort of said by many people before, is this notion of the recovery going. Because... you know, economic recovery is a lot like sex, in as much as that everybody thinks that everyone else is getting a lot more of it. And so whenever whenever they're talking about it and people are saying, well, no, I'm not getting my economic recovery as it happens. And so that's been a huge problem. And this is the difference, is that Fianna Fáil are a lot more light to the touch. They sort of know what is going on a lot more on the ground, whereas Fine Gael are always a little bit more high-handed. And I think that's come back to bite them today.
All right, Paddy Duffy, thank you very much, Rachel.
And I think that's so true what you say, because it's certainly something I encountered over the past couple of weeks. I know at sort of the depths of the recession, you used to hear people who said that they felt like very wealthy types were laughing at them. And all of this talk of, you know, have you had your recovery? People started to say again, I feel like they're laughing at me. Anyway, Carlo
Kilkenny. She's worried about where you were going.
it's 5 to midnight, Fiona, and we've been here for a long time. Anyway, Carlo Kilkenny.
Such a powerful bird. They're so strong, you know. They just really command respect, don't they?
And they just came out of nothing. And it took about 2 or 3 minutes and they all collectively sort of... Well, that's the sound of the rival flying in.
Which means things are only going to get hotter from here.
Uh-oh. He's seen him. Look at the determination on that guy's face.
He means business. Yeah. They're strutting around, and they do this thing where they drag the wings along the ground to make the sound as well. And the white patches on the side of the body that just really stick out. The light's coming up now first, we can see him quite clearly. He's just showing his dominance. He's saying, this is my patch. I want all these females. Everyone else, get lost.
And if you could have a medical team standing at the ready, because if this gets any more exciting, Myle Hatch's eyes are going to pop out of his head.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for a second, but what a good way to go.
When the morning breaks and the light comes flooding down on all our lives and the air is singing, who sings the stars down from the darkness? Who sings the sun up into the morning? Who cracks open the dawn? Us, us, sing the blackbird and the thrush. Us, us, sing the red-breast robin. And us, us, sings the band of wrens singing in the fresh green branches. All join in the dawn chorus.
We got a text just before we finished the programme yesterday. And it read as follows. Dear Ray, I will fund the balance, which I understand to be 30,000 for that family from Tennessee. Only condition is no publicity.
Wow.
Get back to me if you're interested. And of course, we were interested. So we got back to this anonymous, generous, philanthropic person. And we checked him out. And he's 100% above board. And he 100% wants to fund, I suppose you could call it, the repatriation of Zoe Ireland to her home country of America. We squeezed a little bit of a statement out of him because he is publicity shy. So this is what he said. Unfortunately, I don't have a corporate jet, but I wanted to get in touch to say, as a family, we would like to support them in their quest to get home and donate the remaining amount of money they need. I was in the car yesterday and heard their story, so I went home and talked to my wife and daughters, and we came to a decision to help. Luckily, I have a successful business, but I'd like my daughters to take an interest in giving something back. I would, however, like to remain completely anonymous and don't want any publicity for doing this. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm not going to be able to talk.
Yeah, that's great news, isn't it?
Wow.
What does this mean to you, Jenny?
Oh, you should have prepared me, but I don't guess you could. oh, my goodness. I'm speechless. I mean, that's amazing.
But I'm sure that I speak for many in asking her what she expected in joining a very violent man in marriage. After all, this is the convicted Gartha killer and many people ringing and referring to Jerry McCabe. He finishes this up by saying, I have enormous respect and also sympathy for her.
Okay. I mean, like I said in the beginning, I was reared in a Republican family. I was a member of Sinn Féin, elected councillor for Sinn Féin. I would have agreed with the Republican cause. So I'm not going to start condemning different aspects of it or saying anything about it. Mistakes were made. You know, Gerry Adams has acknowledged mistakes were made over the years. Martin McGuinness, other leadership figures. But I mean, because I've known people involved in the conflict all my life, I mean, they're not, just because they're involved in a war situation doesn't mean that they're on a personal level violent. And I've known many people who are not anyway violent to
even
their spouses.
They've killed people.
Well, I mean, we've a lot of soldiers all over the world go out and fight wars for different countries, for different causes. And it obviously has an effect, but it doesn't mean that they come back and mistreat their families. You know, there are people from all walks of life engaged in domestic violence, and it's no reflection on who they are or what they do. You know, it's within themselves.
Did he ever talk about Jerry McCabe?
Yes, sometimes. But I mean, I don't want to talk about that issue. You know, I don't think it's my place to talk about what happened anyway, you know.
Okay. It's just, I wonder, I think that for some people, the act, I mean, I don't know, I'm hypothesizing, but I think that for some people, the act of killing another human being is kind of has an effect, might have an effect on one's own humanity.
Yeah, well, I imagine it must do. Right, but I mean, it depends.
Robbie Henshaw tries to get around the challenge of Heesep, and he does with a plum. Carries it over the 10-metre line, moves it to Bundy Aki, pops it across to Marmion, out towards Niai Adielokan. Adielokan kicks it up in the air, goes chasing after that one, comes off his foot. Adielokan for a line, Adielokan for the try! Far side of the pitch, absolute magic from Niai Adielokan. Looked as if he had lost control of the ball, and then sort of volleyed it forward and went charging back after it. And the Leinster defence is absolutely bamboozled by Connacht, 21 and a half minutes gone.
I still can't believe it. I've got to fly. I'm nervous. I'm excited. They're all waiting for me, my brothers and sisters. They've rang. I've seen their faces. It's like we were never parted, my sister and I, when we seen each other. We just took off. We were so close, you know.
So what was that like? Because you met in Dublin Airport on Friday.
Oh, we just stood hugging and kissing. I kept kissing her. She's been sleeping in the bed beside me. Can't let her go. Been touching her face. Kitchener, and but I'm never gonna. That's, we're not gonna let you go. So give me your address in case you run away again. Never run away.
Might as well go up and get it myself, so...
Sorry.
Excuse me there. It's yourself, Deputy.
Teacher, I'm just going up to the
third floor. Snap!
What a coincidence. A nice tie, by the way.
I see you're also wearing a green one. Bit of a coincidence, Michal.
Born in the USA, I was born...
My God, that's a bit...
Awkward, yes. Yes. But it's just a Bruce Springsteen, my favourite, so he was in my...
The boss is my favourite.
No.
So that's why it was in my...
That's incredible.
Imagine if anyone saw the two of us, Michal. Looking the same, sounding the same.
Yeah, but very different at the core.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes. Very, 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 very different at the core.
In fact, I work on my cores most morning with a bit of yoga.
Yoga? What? Wow, not again. Jenny Mac, we even fold up in the same direction.
Anyway, I shouldn't even be in this lift, you know. My aide left a file upstairs.
Yes, the same thing happened to me.
If I told him once, I must have told him four times to bring that file.
What?
I said to him, right, I may as well go up and get it myself.
This is incredible.
I have nothing more to say.
It is a similarity that dare not speak its name.
We must drop this now. This is very dangerous.
I agree. We just get to our floor and go our separate ways.
Yes.
It's the way it should be.
Taoiseach?
Yes?
Did you have...
Sorry?
Do you have your arm around my waist?
Yes, I do.
Don't let go.
I actually spoke this morning to someone who represents the Taoiseach and asked them, would he make a reply? Would they give us a reply to the question, would they meet today? Because this is absurd. That they're not meeting at all, and they are to come back to me after 12. Now, I think, as I was holding on for you, I think there's a number ringing up, which looks like that's the response, but I haven't been able to take it yet. But at the moment, there's a...
Do you know what? We would love...
We'd hang up and ring you back.
Yes! Would you ever mind, Shane? Please, feel free to go and take that call.
Tough to know what to prioritise.
Put him on the speaker there.
It's gone and... Hello?
Yes, but feel free to, if you want to go and take that call, and do come back to us and let us know what the response is, because we have plenty to talk about here and we'd be delighted to come back to you in 10 minutes or so.
I'll try and do that, Claire.
Will you do that?
It's so important that these parties get together, but I will certainly try and do that.
Now, absolutely.
The call's gone, but I'll see if I can...
See if you can get them back. In the meantime, we'll go to Matty McGrath, Independent TD in Tipperary. Matty, are you meeting Micheál Martin tomorrow?
Oh, I am at a different function, but just to tell Shane there, I have the second phone on standby all the time, so I want you...
A lot of people are tweeting and Facebooking this. You might have heard Conor Lenehan on air a while ago, and on his arrival in the RTÉ Count Centre, he shared this anecdote.
But you remember that ad at the beginning of the campaign? Don't let Fianna Fáil back to haunt you. Well, we're back.
We've been through something very similar. We actually lost 6 children in one day in a car accident. My husband's parents were driving and had an accident, and the youngest 6 children in the family were all killed on that day, from ages 13 down to 6 weeks. And so we can sympathize very deeply. And the song that they're actually going to perform this morning is actually a slow air tune, and it's called The Road to Watertown, and it's just expressing their feelings about that accident and what happened.
Mm-hmm. When did that tragedy happen?
In 1994, so it's been 20 years. And to tell you the honest truth, after 20 years, it's really no less painful. But there's been a lot of beautiful things that have come since then, more children and music. And it's just good to say, even at this point, so it's early on in your grief, that you can smile again and enjoy life, and just remember those who you've lost in a beautiful light.
Mm. 21 years on, though, I'm sure it still touches mm-hmm. your family and your husband and family and friends.
Very much so. Very much so. We keep them in our memory all the time. And again, it's a source of writing of music and joy and laughter. And yes, still tears. Mm. But it's a source of comfort. And we've actually been able to comfort a lot of other people and help them through difficult times by saying that we've gotten through this ourselves.
Now, what would you say then to the families who are grieving this morning?
you know, just stick together and love each other through this and try to find the good and the positive that you can. Find all the good memories that you can possibly remember and cry and laugh together and keep that in mind. But stick together. That's grieving alone is so hard. So mm-hmm. I would say, you know, be very close to the ones who are still there.
Well, let's hear it now. Road to Watertown.
And night time was the best time to explore the island for sound because I could get very close to the seals without them seeing me. What I had to do was play this game using the lighthouse beam from the Longstone, which was several miles away. I would wait until the beam scanned across the island so I could identify where the seals were. And then as soon as the lighthouse beam passed, I could then advance towards some of these seals. And then as the beam approached, I could see it sweeping across the sea. As the beam approached the Brown's Moon, I would freeze and then see the seals illuminated, see myself illuminated, but motionless. And hopefully in that way, I could sort of sneak up on these seals to record them. And listening to those quite disturbingly human, childlike voices of grey seal singing on the night, being occasionally illuminated by the passing beam from the Longstone. You know, I could really understand how centuries ago and even before Grace Darling's time, how these calls would haunt sailors passing by. And I could see how they would be lured onto the dangerous rocks of the Farnes by these ghostly, siren, mermaid, harpy-like voices which would lure sailors onto the rocks.
But I just don't accept that you're only going to be charging 7% tax
okay.
On income well, above 100,000. We can have that fact check and perhaps my colleagues can work on it upstairs. But I mean, that would be a massive tax giveaway to people earning over 100,000 euro. To think that the only part of it that was going to be taxed was going
to
be...
I didn't say that the only part of it. Obviously, up to until 100...
And they can earn what they like above 100,000, only paying 7 cents in that euro. That makes no sense.
Sometimes, you even surprise me. Up until 100,000, people will be paying a tax rate of less than 50%. The additional tax will come in on earnings above 100,000.
Yeah, at what rate?
Well, it would be seven. It would be less as all tots up. It'll be around 59 and the full accumulation.
Yes, exactly. My point being that it's at 59 cents at the margin.
Sorry, depending how much they spend. Now, this is about getting those who can afford to pay most to pay most.
Yes, so over 100,000 euro, you're paying 59 cents at the margin.
We're paying over 100,000. I don't know where you're
bogged
you
down
in this
above,
issue.
Well, that's actually important because people
pay
want
seven,
to
you're going
to
pay 7 cents in every euro. I can't
more
make it
than
any
you're
clearer.
Paying at the moment.
You disagree with me.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to get clarity.
Well, I can't keep repeating myself.
No, you seem to be suggesting two different things. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not Sean. You're the one that's confused.
I'm not in the least bit confused.
No,
I'm not
this.
In the slightest confused. Perhaps our listeners might be. I'm just trying to establish what the marginal tax rate under Sinn Féin's policies
is going
to be.
So we turn this into an interview
above...
about accountancy, not about the
stories. About simple facts.
No, hold on.
About simple
I'll give you the simple fact. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm saying it's
59
cents of the margin.
Sean, take your microphone and go out onto the streets and talk to people.
The sea in the night like a monster. I really get afraid from the sea. And it's dark wherever you see, and you can imagine really monster there, and really, and all the child crying. And in this time, I thought about if the boat sink. I thought which child I will carry, which child I will swim with, or if I will swim alone, or I will drown after 2 or 3 hours. I start to think about my brother, he make it or not. Somalian people and Bangladesh, they get tired and we stop carrying the water from down. Last 1 hour, 2 hour, all the people know they will drown. There's no way to save our life. They start to read from Quran, and some Christian, they start to make pray. Some people just crying. I was crying, actually. I thought, I'm not a bad guy. What it's happened? Why this happened to me? And why?
I heard him speaking as he came down the stairs with Sister Gabriel in the adoption society Haddington Road. I heard him speaking and I said, oh, he has a Dublin accent. That's the first thing I said.
Brilliant.
And to myself. And then he walked in the door and he just swept me off my feet into his arms. He's 6'2" and a big man. And it was amazing. It was just... absolute. I can't describe it, Ryan. It's just. But I would have picked him out of a crowd. He's very like my other. I went on to have children. Got married and had children. He very like them. I would have picked him out of a crowd.
What a letter! I'm still on the letter nearly in my head.
Yeah.
Because it's a very stark. I have it in front of me. It's written on an A4 pad. Mm-hmm. You know, no fuss, just a son to his mother.
Yeah.
It's so loaded in its simplicity.
That's it. And he had to write that with the nun standing over his shoulder.
In 1997.
Yeah. And Unpuss came into being again, and Sister Gabriel sent it to me.
Gosh.
And she has written on the back of it, "The enclosed speaks for itself. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours sincerely."
And is your son, John, now part of your life every day?
Well, Ryan, he was for 16 years. And he passed away 2 years
ago.
Oh,
Christ.
I know. I didn't want to tell Grace this because Grace is so full of joy. She's fantastic. And he passed away 2 years ago.
What happened to him?
Oh, he had kidney problems, Ryan. And he went into hospital in August, as it happened, in 2013. And he died just before his birthday. A week after his birthday.
I am so sorry. Oh, good God.
But there's another happy bit, Ryan.
Go on.
I have a fabulous granddaughter. He made me a grandmother at 38.
This story just keeps... I don't know what to think. I don't know whether to cry or...
Grace and Jimmy are trying very hard to be quiet. If I concentrate at night, I can hear their hearts beating. They can't sleep. They're afraid.
How do you suppose he got all burnt like that?
Fire.
All kinds of things. Like Jimmy's television. Even when it's off, I can hear it. The problem is with his router. I'm pretty sure I can fix it.
Disputes are looming, but our workers are looking for two.
Get what you need together. I don't know what I mean.
Trouble sleeping?
Very chill, isn't he? Now, 1, 3.
What are you doing?
You're doing very well. What's next?
Who got the television working again? Look at that.
You love Croke Park. You'd always get a very warm reception there in the past. But in recent years, I was reading, you know, you have been booed at Croke Park. So you went from being one of the most popular politicians in the history of the state to being deeply unpopular. How do you deal with that spectacular fall from grace?
Now, in case that one gets legs, when the country was flying in 2002, when every economic indicator was fine, that was the only time I was ever booed in Croke Park. I'm a regular supporter of the Cumann Lucas Gael sports, both at county level and at inter-county level. And you know, some of my best friends are involved in GAA, so I don't have any difficulty. There are a small minority of people. Not in Croke Park, I quickly add, but who give you a stick. But I got that when I was Taoiseach. I got that when, some of the toughest things I got when we did the peace process. Those who were of dissident origin in the north used to give me a fairly tough time, and thankfully to my security I got through those, and there were a few during, you know, there were a few. I got
you
some
got
nasty.
Attacked with the crutch, obviously, in a Dublin pub in 2013. I think he blamed you for saddling his two children with €30,000 of debt each. But have there been other encounters where members of the public blame you personally?
Yeah, yeah, there is. Most of them politely, and they talk to you over the years, and particularly early on. I had a few bad experiences. I got some, you know, horrendous mail and some threatening calls, which the Gardaí came to the bottom of.
What kind of mail?
One individual sent me a rope with a noose, which wasn't too nice. And then you get some fairly, you know, vicious hate mail, but a small minority, and you know.
One teacher told us that, you know, that the iambic pentameter is the most natural rhythm because it was the rhythm of the heart. And even then I thought, that's such bullcrap. I was trying to imagine someone with a stethoscope, you know, putting it to someone's heart and it literally going da-doom, da-doom, da-doom. But I thought that's what cultures need to do. Cultures need to explain or validate their own rhythms by giving it residence in the heart to act as if it is natural and it's inherent and it comes from us. In Rastafari culture in Jamaica, what we call a Naya Bingi beat, which is doop 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 doop, you know, it's what Bob Marley sings. I hear the words of the you know, it's a very famous rhythm, but that's called a heartbeat rhythm as well. And I thought, wow, you know, here are these two wildly different rhythms. Again, just like this fascination of things that come from two totally different places, but both of them were claiming residence in the heart.
Mary Teresa, how are you?
Race.
Where are you?
I'm in my van in Listowel, County Kerry. And I've tried a few of the competitions there with Dahi O'Shea and Mara, and I got nowhere with them.
Did you not? Right. Well,
so I'm relying on you now to look after me. Give me a break.
It's hard to watch the telly in your van. What's your van for?
No, it's a village, my van.
Oh, my van.
It's a village. Come on. I'm not homeless yet anyway.
This is baby Grace, born Easter time 2016 at Hollow Street Hospital. Well, birth waits for no one, and babies were born here 100 years ago too, 14 in all during the Rising. A week when Hollow Street transformed itself into a field hospital in a war zone.
Hi.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. I'm here to meet the master of Hollow Street Hospital, Dr. Rona Mahoney.
I have the labour ward register. We just spent the whole last hour.
Oh, wow. We're going to look at the labour ward register for Easter week 1916.
It's really interesting. So you have the name and address of the patient, where they come from. You have the husband's occupation, not the woman's occupation, by the way, what time they delivered, whether it was a normal birth, child, whether well. The interesting thing is these women would have come in through all the fighting. And of course, Mount Street was some of the worst fighting during the Rising. And some of the women, if you look at the addresses, would have had to come that way to get here. So Haddington Place,
Harold's Cross, Portobello,
North Strand, Donnybrook,
County Meath, County Offaly, and an unfortunate woman who set out for the hospital from Capel Street on the north side of the Liffey.
This lady here is born the 27th of April, so right in the middle of the fighting. It's her fifth pregnancy. She's 28, Bridget Cox. So she would have had to cross the city, obviously, to come here, and she would have gone through, obviously, very troubled times in the city. And indeed, she, at some point, got delayed in the fighting to the extent that she was shot in the foot. And as a fifth baby can come quite quickly, she likely ended up delivering her baby on the street because she couldn't get here quick enough. So she would have arrived into the hospital with a baby in her arms and a bullet in her foot.